We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Is there trouble in paradise?
Crazy Nancy. I tell you what, I've been watching her, and I have been watching her for a long period of time. She's not the same person. She's lost it.
I wish that his family or his administration or his staff would have an intervention for the good of the country.
Yeah, sounds like there's a little bit of trouble there. Rick Klein joining us now, ABC News political director. Rick, a war of words between the two has kind of escalated to a different level.
Well, or devolved into just flat-out name-calling. It's been a remarkable week. I do think that Nancy Pelosi got under President Trump's skin, as I think you see it there. It's not necessarily an easy thing to do, and I actually think part of it's calculated in the way that she reacted to these things. But that reaction has been pretty fierce and swift, and has culminated even overnight with the president tweeting out a doctored and edited video of Nancy Pelosi that appears to be edited to make her look like she's slurring her words. So it's getting nasty, and I think lower than you might have anticipated.
And he called her Crazy Nancy. Up until now, she really hasn't had a nickname. Do you think this one is going to stick?
You know, the president typically tests out his nicknames a little bit before settling on one. I wonder if this will be the last one, but maybe combined with the video, we get a sense of the theme. You know, look, I think that this was a big week for Nancy Pelosi because the president walking away from the negotiating table was a very big deal in that it frees up Democrats to not have to worry about any traps the president might set when it comes to policy that he may try to work on. They didn't trust him anyway. So in a way, this could liberate Democrats, but it certainly is a remarkable moment to have this name-calling as part of the culmination of this week.
Hey, you mentioned the word policy. I feel like we'd never hear that in Washington anymore. I mean, what exactly is getting done there as all this is going on?
Well, the prospects for major immigration reform big changes in entitlements, things like that, it was never really going to happen anyway. There was some thought that infrastructure was a possibility, maybe a strong possibility, because it's an area where Democrats could get on board for what the president wanted. But I'll tell you, from the perspective of Democrats, they never thought the president was serious about it. They thought he was playing them from the beginning on it because he didn't want to surrender on the question of funding. He was going to have to pay for a whole lot of this. Democrats wanted to pay it for it by rolling back tax cuts. The president wasn't going to get that done, wasn't going to go there. So maybe he was looking for an out. I think there was a school of thought that suggested that he was looking for a way to avoid having to make a deal with the Democrats, and therefore he wanted to walk away himself. But regardless, I think you saw that the window on possible cooperation closed this week.
Is it a good thing that the president's heading to Japan for a few days?
Maybe people can cool down a little bit. I don't know. I mean, I think there's obviously bigger issues that are raised by a foreign trip, but the name calling is not a productive exercise. It's easy to put blame wherever you want to put it in a situation like this. But the fact is that I think this has gotten pretty nasty and very personal. I'm curious kind of where the next steps go in this relationship. Maybe everyone does need to take a time out.
Is there a time when Democrats will really push back against Nancy Pelosi? Because she seems to be like teetering in the middle here. You know, we were talking before the midterm elections. There was one of our congressmen here, Brian Higgins, was saying he's not sure if he supports Nancy Pelosi because they seem more focused on impeachment, things like that, than getting an infrastructure bill done. And now it seems like you have everybody saying, well, hey, she's not focused enough on impeachment. Meanwhile, she's still not getting the infrastructure bill done. It's like right in the middle, caught between two sides here.
She is, although, the flip of that is that she's been able to thrive in a space that's pretty tight. And I think the way that she's navigated the impeachment call has been rather deft and to move things back to where Democrats can actually agree. I think actually she's in a stronger position than she was in the beginning of the year. She entered the year with a lot of people questioning whether she could even be the speaker anymore because there were so many Democrats who were lukewarm on her prospects, and that has faded away for the most part. It doesn't say that that she is, you know, 100% secure in that post, but it definitely looks like a stronger possibility and a stronger, you know, stronger long-term prospect than it did coming into the year.
What about the Middle East, Rick, Iran, with tensions escalating, especially this week? What's happening there?
Well, I think there's a bigger concern now about what exactly the administration is moving around. We haven't seen any intelligence to support the actions that the administration has taken. It seems like we've maybe taken a slight step back from the brink, but it's a little bit of an unknown still, because we don't have an answer from this White House as to what it is exactly that they've been concerned about.
Are we ever going to get that answer? Is this just going to kind of stay like a murky subject?
It can. I mean, look, there's no actual pressure point on the White House to produce something. I think things are starting to reach a bit of a fevered pitch a few days ago. That's faded a little bit. But I think we should all support and all want to see more information about what exactly it is that the concern is over. And if it's real, if it's justified, then to actually see what it is. As of now, this White House doesn't seem inclined to share much more.
It's been an interesting week. Thanks. That's Rick Klein, ABC Political Director.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.